弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚唱的这首诗歌，考考大家，里面有讲到几个更字
give you a quiz. How many more there was in the hymn we just sang?
有没有人可以讲出来
？How many more?
21. 还有没有人
？Try. How many more?
可能是对的哈，所以并不代表我在问是错的。有多少个
？21.
Aaron.18. 还有没有人
？Anyone else want to try? How many more?
23. 24. Close enough. 那弟兄姊妹这边，这是一首祷告的诗歌啊。
This is a hymn of prayers.
它每一节里面都讲到了八个更字。
There are eight mores in each stanza.
使我更爱你，与你更亲密。
More holiness, give me more sweetness within.
或者在你手中更有用，对你的仇敌更勇敢。第二节。
More zeal for His glory, more hope in His word.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们多么希望我们的这一生在主的面前是一个不住成长的一生。
How we wish that throughout our life it's a continuous growing.
中国人有一句话说：“一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买寸光阴。”听过没有？
There's a Chinese proverb. Essentially, it says, "Even though time is money, time cannot be purchased by money."
好，刚才这个薛华翻译到 "time is money"， 那个是太伤人气息的了哈。
Sorry, it sounds too commercial. The Chinese version is much more poetic.
那时间就是金钱，这是商人的观念。
Okay, well, yeah, it sounds really commercial, like time is money.
我相信一个对人生真正有更深体会的人，他会觉得时间就是生命。
For someone who has a deeper understanding of life, they will know that time is life.
其实我们整个的人生就是在时间的里面，时间到了，我们生命就结束了。
Actually, we spend our entire life in the frame of time. When time is up,Our life ends.
而当我们还活着的时候，还拥有时间的时候
，While we're still alive, we still hold onto time.
所有的机会都在时间的里面
，And all opportunities reside in time.
时间过去了，机会也跟着过去了。
When time passes, so are opportunities.
有一些的机会是我们一辈子只有一次的。
Sometimes there are opportunities that only once in a lifetime.
有些的机会是我们可以重复拥有的。
Some opportunities we can repeatedly possess.
但是弟兄姊妹，那个成长的机会，我们每一次失去一个，我们就浪费了一个。
But every time we pass by a chance to grow, we waste it.
在我们这一连串讲说，总要趁着还有今日。
In this series of message.While it's still called today.
我不考弟兄姊妹，我第一次、第二次讲什么好了？我们前两次讲什么
？I will not quiz you with my first and second messages.
总要趁着还有今日。
What was the message? The previous two messages.
那么都是你在答案呢？这个最竭力得着神的上好啊。
Try our best to pursue the best.
那上一次呢？总要趁着还有今日。
What's the previous one? While it's still called today.
活出你的最好。
To live your best.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人，当我们还活着的时候
，While we're still living,
神对我们非常公平，每一个人都是24个小时。
God is very fair to us. He gives every one of us 24 hours a day.
不管你聪明或愚昧，你有钱或没有钱
，Whether you're rich or poor, you're smart or dumb,
每一个人都有24个小时。
Everyone has 24 hours to live a day.
而这24小时你怎么使用它
？And how do we use these 24 hours？
决定了我们今生的品质
，That will determine the quality of our life.
决定了我们这一生永恒的果效
，It will determine the eternal effects of our life.
到底我们在追求什么？
What exactly are we pursuing?
我们常常不会觉得时间是有限的。
We don't feel the limitedness of time.
除非我们已经到了七老八十、年纪长的时候。
Unless we become elderly.
我记得我十几年前有一次到德国去出差的时候。
Remember, more than 10 years ago, I went on business trip to Germany.
那我租了一辆车子，那边因为德国不大哈，所以这个没有像美国有 free mileage.
I rented a car because Germany was not very big, so they don't have something like free mileage.
你在美国租车，它就是你租了一个钱，然后随便你跑多少迈没有关系的。
In America, when you rent a car, it doesn't matter how far you drive.
那在德国，他给你租车，例如说他给你包一千公里以下， 就在这个价格内，每超过一公里多算几毛钱。
But in Germany, when you rent a car, they give you a price range, say within 1,000 kilometers. And if you exceed that limit, then you have to pay prorated.
我刚刚开始开的时候，我觉得根本一千太多了，我就这样开都不觉得。
When I first start driving, I thought 1,000 kilometers, that's a lot. So I didn't pay attention.
等到了后面的时候，哎呀，我每去一个地方，我都要算几公里，因为已经几乎快到一千了。
But then, as I was approaching the limit, I started to be very careful in calculating the mileage because it was approaching 1,000.
弟兄姊妹，我们就会那么珍惜我所拥有的，我还剩下多少
？Then I started to cherish what I still have remained.
所以今天早上我们要讲的题目叫做"总要趁着还有今日"。
So today the message is still what is still called today.
我们凡事长进，并且连于元首基督。
Let's grow in everything into Him who is the head, Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在肉身中的成长，几乎是很自然的一件事情，除非我们有特别的原因。
Our physical growth is something that's very natural, unless there's some defect.
随着时间过来，我们会长大，我们会长高。
As time goes on, we will grow taller and bigger.
那我们只要记得能够也能够长壮一点。
And remember to be stronger too.
所以肉身的成长其实是很容易解决的，特别在北美。
So it's very easy to take care of physical growth, especially in America.
但弟兄姊妹，我们知道成长绝对不是只有肉身的成长。
But we all know that growth does not only consist of physical one.
那肉身以外的成长多的了，对不对？
There's a lot of growth in addition to physical.
像我们知识上的成长。
Like growth in our knowledge.
我们经验经历上的成长。
Our experiences in life.
我们谋生技能的成长。
Our skills and living skills.
这些我们也都比较容易明白。
And these we can understand.
但是还有更深一层的，就是我们的性格上的成长，成熟。
There's even more, like the maturity of our character.
那基督徒还有所谓灵命上的成长。
For Christians, the spiritual growth.
我们跟主之间关系的成长。
The growth of the relationship between the Lord and us.
我们属灵的生命跟我们属天的使命上我们的成长。
And our growth in our spiritual life and in our commission.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样子一讲有这么多成长的时候。
When we list them all these areas of growth.
那我们来看看我们自己的这一生到底是不是一个成长的人。
Then we shall examine our life. Is it a growing one?
我能不能请问弟兄姊妹，你对你目前你觉得你在成长上还蛮满意的请举手。
I'd like to ask.
感谢主有一个哈。
Are you?
还有没有？只有一个吗？怎么这么少
？Satisfied with your current growth, right?
还有没有？
Anyone?
两个。还有没有
？Two. Any more?
怎么会这么少呢？哎，弟兄姊妹，一个人在成长上，他有满足的时候，其实这一个人就活得非常的积极，非常的快乐。
If we feel fulfilled and satisfying about our growth, we will enjoy our life.
那既然我刚才讲到成长是多元化，是多方面的。
And growth involves many areas of our life.
所以在我们讲今天这个主题的时候，我需要先提到四件事情。
Before we go into the topic, I need to mention four things.
那第一个，我们需要在成长的事情上，我们需要定位。
First of all, we have to identify the areas of growth.
要有 priority.
We need to prioritize them.
到底什么是成长最重要的事情
？What is the most important thing to grow？
因为我们会追求知识的成长。
We might pursue the growth of knowledge。
但是我相信在座人都知道，一个人只有知识的成长，而却没有只有 IQ， 只有知识上的成长，这个人却不成熟的话，那这个人是我们都不是很喜欢的人。
But we all know that we don't like people who only grow in their IQ.But nothing else.
有的人成长只有银行的存款成长了，可是这个人那个气质让我们受不了。
But some people their only growth is their bank account.
那我们有这么多方面要成长的时候，我们现在要回到圣经上来。
So as we considering growth, we have to go back to the Bible.
圣经对我们的成长是这么清楚的告诉我们要在基督里面成长。
The Bible clearly tells us that we have to grow in Christ.
因为神整个照我们的旨意，神今天为什么要救我们
？Today, we have to understand why God saved us.
今天早上这个于姐妹讲到宝血，神为什么要赦免我们，甚至叫他儿子流血为我们赎罪
？Why does God want to save and forgive us to a point that His Son has to shed the blood?
弟兄姊妹，神整个救恩的目的集中在一件伟大的事情。
The entire redemption of God focuses on one thing.
他要叫我们都像他的儿子。
Because he wants us to be like his son.
要叫我们接受他儿子的生命做生命。
He wants all of us to receive the life of his son as our life.
而在这个生命的里面长大成熟。
And we are to grow to maturity in this life.
那所有其他在这个基督以外的成长。
Any growth outside of Christ.
我们充其量只是在今生或是对这个世界有一些的贡献。
At the most,It will be for this life, and the contribution will be limited to this world.
但是在神的眼中却没有永恒的价值。
But in God's eyes, it lacks eternal purpose.
所以请弟兄姊妹注意一件事情啊，神在乎我们的成长是有一个范围的。
So please pay attention that God has ordained an area for us to grow.
讲到在基督里面。
And has to be within Christ.
这就是保罗在哥林多后书所说的，我们外体一天毁坏一天。
That's what Paul meant when he says our body.Decays daily.
但是 inner man, 这里面的人却一天新似一天。
But our inner man is renewed day by day.
这是保罗在加拉太书告诉我们，基督不仅仅内住在我们里面。
And that is what Paul meant when he says, Christ not only dwells within us.
他要祷告基督能够成形在我们的里面。
But he prayed that Christ will be formed within us.
你要知道，一个生命在怀孕的时候，它就存在了。
You know that life existed.During pregnancy,
我们都还记得我们家的大儿子才六个多礼拜，我们 Ultra 上看见他只有两公分大而已。
We still remember the image of 2 centimeters long when our first son was only 6 weeks old.
就是一个白白的东西，那样啪啪啪啪，在那边心跳闪得非常的快。
Through the ultrasound while he was still in his mother's womb, we could see the heartbeat.
没有任何的形状，但是一个生命却让我们知道它存在了。
There was no other form, but yet we know this life existed.
弟兄姊妹。基督不仅仅活在我们的心中
So Christ not only lives within our hearts
他要成形在我们里面
He will be formed within us
以弗所书讲到不仅仅我们要长大成人
In the book of Ephesians says not only that we will grow
而且要满有基督长成的身量
But we will grow in the, to the stature of the fullness of Christ
而希伯来书第六章讲到我们不仅仅要离开基督道理的开端
Hebrew chapter 6 tells us not only that we would depart from the elementary principles of God
要竭力进到完全的地步
but we shall go on to perfection
这个完全
the perfection
英文讲 perfection
the perfection
讲完全但其实真正在原文里面的意思是讲到成熟
Actually means maturity.
要离开基督道理的开端。
To depart from the elementary principles of Christ.
我们需要成熟。
We need to grow to maturity.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天人讲 IQ.
Today people focus on IQ.
我们小的时候人只注重 IQ.
When we were young, people only pay attention to IQ.
只注重人的智商。
We only care about people's IQ, intelligence.
现代的人开始注意 EQ, 对不对？
Nowadays, people start to pay attention to EQ.
那个情绪的指标，不光是智能的指标。
Not only intelligent quotient, but emotional quotient.
来自弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们还有一个 SQ.
But for children of God, we still own one.One more, that's SQ.
是属灵生命的指标。
The spiritual quotient.
你可以有一个孩子很聪明 ，IQ 很高。
You can have a very smart kid with high IQ.
他可能情绪很糟糕，他不知道怎样处理自己的情绪，他 EQ 很糟。
But maybe he will have very bad EQ. He doesn't know how to manage his emotions.
你只要骂他一下，他就不想活的，天天以泪洗面。
If you scold him, and then he will be so depressed that he will cry and doesn't want to live anymore.
他考试输了人家了，他几天睡不着觉。
And he will not be able to take failures in competition.
他 EQ 糟透了。
Because he has very low EQ.
但是也许你的孩子 IQ 也很好 ，EQ 也很好。
Maybe your child has good IQ and EQ.
可是他不肯认识神，他跟神之间没有任何的关系。
But he refused to know God, he has nothing to do with God.
弟兄姊妹，一个平衡的人生
，for a balanced life，
他在主面前有价值的人生
，a life with meaning before God.
我们的成长一定先要把我们成长的方向定清楚。
We have to first prioritize and set the goal of our growth.
我们今天花太多的时间在我们工作上的成长。
We spend too much effort.On our career growth,
在我们谋生技能上的成长
the growth in the skills of living.
但是我们却忽略了神所要的那个成长的范围是在基督里面的成长。
And we tend to forget that God has ordained the area for us to grow.
而神所要成长的结果，就像我们刚才唱的诗歌最后一节讲的。
And the result of our growth that God desires is what we just
sang. 凡事更像你。
that in everything will be more like him.
所以整个成长的目标，神是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，叫我们像他。
In other words, all the direction of our growth, move toward that we will be like his son.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个观念我们今天不清楚的话
，If we're not clear about this direction,
今天这个地上有太多成长的这个课程 seminars.
There are too many seminars that teaches us to grow.
它帮助你怎么样子有效的运用时间。
They teach you how to better manage your time.
但是有效的运用时间，也不过就是在我们谋生上，在我们的这个财富的经营上面，让你做个更有效的人。
So that we can become more effective in our management of finance.
我们一定要先搞清楚神所要的到底是什么。
But we have to make clear first what God wants.
我常常讲到一句话，就是早晚有一天我们这些人都会后悔的。
I often say sooner or later, all of us will regret.
我们都会遗憾，我浪费了好多的机会。
We will all regret we have wasted so many.
我没有把我的时间精力花在最重要的事情上。
We did not invest our time on something that's the most important.
这是讲到第一个成长的事情，我们需要先定位，需要有优先顺序，要有清楚的标杆。
So this is the first thing we need to do, to first prioritize our growth and to identify what's more important.
第二个，成长不是可有可无的一件事情。
Second, growth is not something optional.
对我们基督徒来说，成长不仅仅是一个挑战。
For us Christians, to grow is not only a challenge.
也是我们的使命。
And this is also our commission.
讲到挑战就有淘汰。
When there's a challenge,There's a competition.
讲到使命就有成败。
And when we talk about commission, there's a failure or success.
一个生命要真正的成长，它要面临许多的挑战。
For a life to grow, it has to face many challenges.
仇敌破坏的挑战。
The challenges of destruction of the enemy.
风雨的挑战。
The challenges of storms.
那尤其一个基督徒的成长，更有这么多这么多的试探在这里挑战我们。
And also there's so many temptations around us.
让我们的注意力，让我们的 priority 转到其他的事情。
In order to distract us and then set the priorities wrong.
我们鼓励的读了一本书，叫做这个有效生命的教学。
We encourage teachers to read the book, the teaching to change life.
那我们讲到它中间一句话，我们常引用的就是什么时候一个老师停止了成长，他就应该停止教学。
In the book, the author writes a very good statement. Whenever a teacher stops to learn, he should stop teaching.
什么时候同样，我们什么时候停止成长，我们就应该停止我们的侍奉。
In the same way, whenever we stop to grow, we shall stop our service.
神家的领袖什么时候停止成长，就应该停止他的领导。
For spiritual leaders at church, whenever they stop growing, they should stop leading.
它是一个挑战，它也是一个使命。
Because to grow is a challenge, it's also a commission.
但是我们也不要把成长讲得这么严肃的。
But it's not always all that serious either.
第三个，成长本身它是一种享受。
Growth itself, number three, is an enjoyment.
这个 sense of accomplishment 或是 sense of satisfaction,这个成就感或是满足感。
The sense of accomplishment, the sense of fulfillment.
不见得都是从享乐来的。
Don't always come from enjoyment or
entertainment. 我想年轻的孩子常常会觉得，爸爸，你如果让我去看一个电影，我会很高兴。
Young people often think, if you let me to go see a movie, I will find enjoyment.
或是你让我自由的使用 IM, 用电脑，哇，我的 life 会充满了快乐。
If you let me freely use IM on the computer,Then my life will be full of joy.
或是爱喝酒的人说，你能够让我喝完那瓶美酒，哎，我这一生够了。
Or the alcoholic might say, if you just let me finish the bottle, I will find enjoyment.
但是我想 EQ 高一点或者老练一点的都知道，这种的快乐都是非常短暂的。
For people who have higher EQ or mature people, we all know such pleasures are temporal.
真实那种满足感，那种踏实感，是从人不住的成长来的。
A deep sense of satisfaction only comes from continual growth.
所以当我们真正不管在我们的学业上，在我们的这个这知识上，在我们各方面的经历上，尤其在属灵上，我们能够成长的话，弟兄姊妹，那个喜乐是非常大的。
If we can continue to grow academically in our career and in our spiritual life, then that joy is very great.
所以我刚刚本来就是问弟兄姊妹，你对你自己成长满意的举手，我没想到这么少人哈。
When I ask anyone who is satisfied in your growth, I'm surprised so few of you raise your hand.
但是也证明我今天讲这个题目讲对了。
But that also tells me that this is a good message to deliver today.
因为我真的希望我们在这里能够激动弟兄姊妹里面成长的 desire.
Because how I hope we can stir up the desire to grow.
然后我们也在主的面前有一个对的成长的轨，这个路。
And that we will be on the right track to grow before the Lord.
那第四件事情。
Number four.
那成长里面所有的时间、环境这些资源，对我们来说都是机会，也都是责任。
All the resources in our environments are opportunities, and they are also responsibilities for us.
例如说时间。
For example, time.
Every day counts.
Every day counts.
你今天不用来成长，你就浪费了今天。
If we do not use today to grow, we have wasted today.
所有的环境都是我们成长的机会。
And all the environments are opportunities for us to grow.
因为圣经上讲的这么清楚，万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得着益处。
Because the Bible clearly tells us all things work for the good of those who love God.
底下就一连串讲到说得到什么益处呢？
And then it continues to tell us what kind of benefits we get.
就是那些按他旨意被召的人，他要把他磨成神儿子的形象。
For those who have been called according to God's purpose, He will make them to be conformed to the image of His Son.
有一天把我们带到荣耀里面去。
And one day we will be all led into glory.
换句话说，今天万事发生在我们的周围。
In other words, everything that's happening around us.
圣灵在这里调度万事，让这些事情发生的。
The Holy Spirit is making everything to happen.
为的是叫我们长成，为了让我们像主。
In order for us to be conformed to be like our Lord.
所以浪费一个环境，就浪费了一次成长的机会。
So if we waste the environment, we waste a chance to grow.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们从这样子的一个角度来看这件事的话，
if we can see things from this angle,
我们整个人生会非常非常的积极。
Then we will have very positive attitude for our life.
因为我们的成长跟学习就决定不是只是在教会或是在课堂里面了。
Because our growth does not limit only in classrooms or in church.
我的每一天，我的每一个遭遇，我跟每一个人的接触，都是我成长的机会。
In every day, all our encountering with anyone is a chance to grow.
我们抓住它，我们就成长。
Now seize the opportunity and we will grow.
我们失去它，我们就浪费了一个成长的机会。
If we let it pass by, we have wasted a chance.
所以这就是保罗说的，要 make the most of every opportunity, 要抓住每一个机会。
That's why Paul says, make good use of every opportunity.
所以别人对我们一个不合理的对待，
any unreasonable treatment from anyone.
我们面对一个试探，
or we face a temptation.
今天在我心情懒得什么事情都不想做的时候，
or I feel down, I don't feel like doing anything.
弟兄姊妹，我们都平常不会觉得这是我们成长的机会。
We will never feel this is a chance for us to grow.
其实全都是。
But they all are.
我们怎么去 handle 这个问题？
It's up to how we handle.
我每一次来到教会里面聚会，
every time I come to church.To the meeting.
我每一次碰到一个福音朋友要跟他传福音的时候，
Every time I encounter a gospel friend,
我每一次在薄饼的里面我要起来操练祷告感谢主的时候，
Every time in prayer, in the breaking of bread meeting,
我在家里面每一次做菜每一次在那里割草的时候，
Or whenever I cook at home or mow the lawn,
弟兄姊妹，每一个环境都是我们成长的机会啊。
Every environment is an opportunity to grow.
绝对不要认为只有在课堂只有在工作单位只有在上课的时候我们成长。
Don't ever think that we can only grow in classrooms at church or at church.
圣灵是我们最好的老师。
The Holy Spirit is our best teacher.
他在每一个环境的里面，在每一天的里面为我们调度万事，要叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He's working in our environment so that all things will work together for those who love God.
以前有一次在一个博物馆里面。
One time, this happens in the museum.
里面有一个雕像啊，一个雕刻的像。
There was a sculpture.
然后这个雕像长得很奇怪，
And the sculpture looks kind of weird.
他长长的头发把他整个脸遮住了，让人家看不清楚。
Okay.
一个长脸遮着他。
Okay, that figure has a long hair covering the eye, the face.
然后他的脚旁边长满了翅膀。
And then around the figure's feet, there's full of wings.
你们说这是什么？
Can you guess what that is?
从来没看过嘛，哈。
You've never seen that,
那个 作家他自己在底下给他的作品取了一个名字。
The artist named gave a name to this figure.
他叫做机会之神。
It says the God of opportunities.
叫做机会的神。
It's the God of opportunities.
他非常隐藏他自己。
It's very, it's self-hidden.
所以如果你不 pay attention 的话，你不会注意到它的存在。
So if you do not pay attention, you will not notice it.
啊，脚上长满了翅膀，叫稍纵即逝。
And then he has wings all around his feet, so it disappears very quickly.
弟兄姊妹，很多的机会，说老实话，过去的再也不回来了。
There are many chances that once they're gone, they're gone for good.
他那样子的隐藏的领导。
They came in a self-disguise.
在我们不知不觉的里面，在我们忽略之中，多少的机会被我们浪费了。
So we easily neglect many opportunities.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经上既然说万事互相效力，
since the Bible says all things work together for good,
所以每一件事都有它的价值。
So everything has its value.
每一件事都可以叫我们成长得到益处。
Everything can cause us to grow and benefit us.
圣经上既然讲到总要趁着还有今天。
And since the Bible says, why is it still called today?
弟兄姊妹，今天是什么天？
So what is today?
我们会讲礼拜天。
We may say it's a Sunday.
但是我们也会写 today, 今天。
Or we say today.
所以圣经上的意思就是当它还被称为今天的时候。
So why it is still called today?
哎呀，我们要来竭力得到神的上好。
Let's pursue the God's best.
我们要学习在基督里面凡事长进，让我们越来越像他。
Let's grow in everything so that we'll be more and more like him.
也让我们趁着还有今天活出自己的最好来。
While we still have today, let's live our best.
有人说这个环境有点像 mattress, 像我们的床垫一样。
Some says, our environment is our, like the mattress on our bed.
他说你躺在上面的时候很舒服。
While you're lying on it, it's very comfortable.
他为你效力。
It will work for you.
但是如果床垫在你的上面的话。
But then if the mattress is on top of you,
你就被压得喘不过气来，真不舒服。
Then you will feel suffocated.
弟兄姊妹，像不像？
Is it just like that?
今天你每天进到工作里面，被你的老板压得喘不过气来，对不对？
When you go to work, you're being suppressed, oppressed by your boss.
还是说这个工作成为为你效力，叫你长进的机会？
Or maybe your job is an opportunity for you to grow.
啊，你觉得父母亲，觉得我的丈夫，觉得我的妻子，常常压得我喘不过气来。
Or you might feel your parents or your spouse oppress you.
哎呀，或是我的穷，压得我喘不过气来。
Or maybe my financial situation oppress you.
弟兄姊妹，环境什么时候在我们以上，它就成为我们的辛苦，让我们喘不过气来。
Whenever our environment is over us, it will oppress us and suffocate us.
什么时候我们在环境以上？
But if we rise above our situation,
环境为我们效力，叫我们得利。
And our situation will work for us and benefit us.
甚至环境成为我们的祝福。
And becomes eventually our blessing.
有一个传道人，他的孩子这个刚死了不到十天，他又重新在教会里面站讲台。
There was a minister whose child died, and within 10 days he came back to preach on the pulpit.
所以有人就问他说，他说你怎么能够站得上去呢？
So some people ask, how could you still preach on the pulpit?
很稀奇的事情，他那天站在讲台上的时候。
But amazingly, that day when he was standing on the pulpit,
他就是引用罗马书八章二十八节，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He used Romans chapter 8 verse 28, all things work for good to those who love God.
心爱的孩子死掉了，他为什么能引用这节经文呢？
How could he still talk about this verse?When his beloved child died.
他说我告诉你们 当我单独去看这件事的时候。
He says, if I just look at this thing as a single event.
我对神有千百个不明白，有千百个为什么 why.
I have hundreds and thousands of whys and questions.
当我单独看这件事情的时候。
If I take this event, if I single this event out.
就像我把一个铁皮子丢到海里面，它一定沉到海底下去。
Then, if I do that, it would be like I throw a piece of iron, a metal in the ocean. For sure, it will sink.
可是当这个铁皮子是在那艘游轮、那艘船的里面中间的一部分的时候
，But if this piece of metal is part of a ship,
我从整体来看
，If I look at things as a whole,
它就沉不下去了。
Then it will not sink.
神不要我们单独去看一件事情，为什么
？God does not want us just to look at a single event by itself.
神要叫我们从他永远的旨意，从整体来看我们的遭遇。
God wants us to see our situation from the eternal point of view,
这些独立的事情就打不倒我们了。
Then these single events will not defeat us.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是在基督的学校做门徒。
Today we are all disciples in the school of Christ.
圣灵是我们最好的老师。
And the Holy Spirit is our best teacher.
他为我们调度万事。
He's working all things for us.
他知道我们需要怎样的环境。
He knows what kind of situation environment we need.
他知道你需要怎样的人在你的周围。
He needs what kind of people you need to surround you.
原谅我说，他也知道你需要怎样的太太、先生或是爸爸妈妈。
And forgive me for saying that he knows what kind of spouse or parents you need.
他知道你需要怎样的同事，需要怎样的弟兄姊妹，需要怎样的传道人。
And he knows what kind of co-workers and what kind of even pastors you need.
这一切的事情万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得到益处。
And all these things will work together for good to those who love God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要抓住每一天，抓住每一个机会，我们来长进。
That sees every
提醒。
It gives us a very clear guidance.
长进决定不能只是一个心愿。
To grow can never remain just a wish.
长进是生命每一天的事情。
It's a daily thing, a daily thing.
所以在这里讲到凡事长进。
That's why it says in everything we ought to grow.
弟兄姊妹，请听清楚，凡事。
In everything.
包括你现在在听到，算不算一件事情？
Including you're listening to the sermon.
那你能不能在主的面前，在听到的事情上都长进？
That can you also grow in the matter of listening to sermon?
你发现我们这个人很多的时候，随着时间过来，我们原封未动，我们几乎没有改变。
We may notice that as time goes by, we remain the same. We have not changed a bit.
生活的坏习惯不改变，常常迟到。
The habits of life never change.
或者我们的性格消极，常常埋怨。
Or we are passive and we always complain.
我们每一次把别人的恩典当作 for granted， 从来不知道 appreciate.
And we always take other people's favor as granted.
我们信主了20年了，我们圣经的生活属灵。灵修生活还是没有建立起来。
And we've been Christians for 20 years, and we still don't have daily devotional life.
我们暴躁的脾气还是没有改善。
And our anger is not managed.
弟兄姊妹，不能够光把长进或是希望改变当做一个心愿而已。
We can not just remain wishing to grow and to change.
成长本身需要时间的。
Growth takes time.
成长本身需要代价的。
And growth costs.
所以我们一定需要在凡事上，我们一定要在主的面前照着主的话，有这个强的心志。
We have to have a strong desire according to God's word.
不然我们很容易只掉到在某些方面的成长。
Otherwise, we may only grow in certain areas.
你自己喜欢的点上的成长。
In the areas where we like to grow.
例如说，你很想在英文上进步。
For example, if you want to grow in speaking English.
你可能只是在英文上不断的进步了。
So you might keep progressing.In English.
可是我们生活的习惯，我们暴躁的脾气，我们各式各样的这个情欲，通通还是没有在主面前没有成长。
But yet in other areas, we still have not dealt with.
要成长，必须在主的面前每一天每一件事情，我们都要求神帮助我们来成长。
So we ought to ask God to help us in everything in our life. We need to grow.
而且是在基督里的成长。
We grow in Christ.
所以你知道，一棵圣诞树被砍下来。
We know that when you cut down a Christmas tree,
它已经跟生命的源头断绝了。
It's already been separated from the source of life.
你在上面挂了这么多的彩灯，这么多的礼物，这么多漂漂亮亮的东西。
And you decorate the Christmas tree with all the lights and the nice decorations.
从某一面来说，它一直在成长，一直在变得越来越漂亮。
And in one way, it does look like it's growing. It's getting prettier and prettier.
但这是非常虚华的外表。
But this is such a superficial look.
他在生命的里面，从那天被砍下来以后，他已经跟生命断绝了。
Actually, from the day that it was cut from the root, it's been separated from the source of life.
他已经不再成长了。
It's no longer growing.
所以圣经上叫我们是要在基督里面，然后凡事长进。
That's why the Bible says we have to grow in Christ.
好，那我们既然我们的长进的范围、根基跟结果都是在基督，都是在耶稣基督里面。
Since the domain and our foundation of growth is in Christ.
那我们从圣经上来看主耶稣成长的榜样。
Then let's model after the growth of Jesus Christ.
圣经上里面用一句话讲了主耶稣前30年的成长是哪一句话？
The Bible used one verse to describe his growth in the first 30 years of his life.
哪一节？路加福音第二章52节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 52.
背背看好不好？耶稣的智慧和 和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一同增长。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这么好的一句话形容耶稣的成长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
第一个是在智慧。
He grew in wisdom and stature.
请弟兄姊妹注意到哈，知识的加增并不代表是真智慧。
But please pay attention that when we grow in the knowledge, it does not mean we grow in wisdom.
年纪的增长并不代表真成熟。
If we grow in age alone, does not guarantee growing in maturity.
经验的增多并不代表真老练。
And when we grow in experience, it does not mean that we become more mature.
我们可能受气的经验越来越多，但是我们并不见得那么老练成熟的去 handle 这个局面。
We might experience more and more anger, but that doesn't mean that we become mature to manage.
很多孩子功课读得非常的好，成绩非常的好，可是却没有智慧。
A lot of students, they do very well, get good grades at school, but they lack wisdom.
很多年长的人说，我吃的盐比你吃的饭还多，我走的桥比你走的路还多。
Some elderly may boast that they have eaten more salt than you have eaten rice.
弟兄姊妹，年龄增长并不代表我们真正在主的面前成熟。
But growing in age does not guarantee growth in wisdom.
我现在因为自己也白头发很多，我才讲这句话的。
Now that I have a lot of gray hair, I think I'm qualified to say that.
圣经上告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。认识至圣者便是聪明。
The Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and to know the Holy One is understanding.
真正的智慧，真正的成熟。
The true wisdom and maturity.
永远离不开对神的真认识。
Will never depart from true knowledge of God.
永远离不开跟主之间真实的关系啊。
Will never depart from a true relationship with God.
因为只有在基督里面，在神面前的成长。
Only growth in Christ.
带给我们属天的智慧。
Brings us spiritual wisdom.
和真实的成熟。
And a true maturity.
所以我们千万不要小看我们在主面前所有的经历。
Please do not take lightly any experience before God.
所以我们不光需要在认识上，在智慧上要成长。
Not only that, we ought to grow in wisdom.
圣经上讲到，在身量上，在我们的生命和经历上也要成长。
We also ought to grow in our life and in the stature of life.
哎呀，我们的性格需要主不断的来制作。
We need the Lord to keep working on our character.
我越来越为我们的下一代担心，因为我觉得他们处理挫折跟失败的经验越来越少。
I tend to worry more and more for our next generation because they lack the experience and wisdom to handle failure.
因为我们中国的父母亲都帮他们准备得好好的。
Because we Chinese parents tend to be overprotective.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为着我们的下一代，我们也要好好祷告的。
We need to pray for our next generation.
很多人一出去到外面遭受到挫折的时候，他活不下去了。
That's why a lot of young people, when they encounter defeat,
因为在家里面，爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶，所有的人都捧着他，都顺着他的心。
Because at home, all the parents and grandparents, they try to, they spoil them.
可能知识不断的增长，可是生命、性格、经历都没有在主的面前真正的成熟。
Maybe they keep growing in their knowledge, but not in their maturity.
而第二件事情讲到神和人喜爱他的心。
And then, the second growth area of Jesus Christ is he found favor from God and men.
换句话说，他在神的面前讨神喜悦。
In other words, he pleases God.
他在人中间也能够得着人的喜爱。
He was also in favor with men.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到我们这个人，每一个人都有一些不同的角色，对不对？
We all play different roles in our life.
当我们讲到不同的角色，它背后蕴含的是什么？
What does that imply when we say we have different
roles in life? 例如说，你在家里面可能是爸爸。
For example, at home you might be a father.
你在教会里面可能是个执事。
At church, you might be a deacon.
你在工作里面可能是个 manager.
At work, you might be a manager.
你同样你还是你太太的先生。
And also your wife's husband.
我们每一个人可能都有几种不同的角色。
So we all play different roles in our life.
每一个角色，不同的角色代表什么？
What does each role bring us?
但同你有几个不同的角色，分别代表什么？不同的角色背后就说出不同的关系跟责任。
Each role implies that we have a unique relationship and responsibility.
那耶稣在神和人喜爱他的心都一起的增长。
As Jesus was growing in favor with God and man,
说到他跟神跟人之间的关系和责任上，都能够叫人的心得到喜悦。
In other words, was he would please God and people in his responsibility and his relationship.
又给我们提供了两个很好成长的方向。
So these are two areas for growth.
不光是在智慧和生命的经历上我们要成长。
Not only that, in wisdom and stature we need to grow.
不光在真理的认识和生命的改变、性格的改变上我们要成长。
Not only that, in the knowledge of the truth and in our character
we need to grow. 这里提到我们所有的关系上需要成长。
We need to grow in our relationships.
我们在这个关系、在这个角色上所负的责任我们要成长。
We need to grow to be more responsible in the relationship.
我曾经看过一本书叫做 The First Thing First.
I once read a book called The First Thing First.
他告诉我们他做每个礼拜做他的 planning 的时候。
The author says every week when he does his weekly planning.
他是根据他的角色他扮演的不同角色来做他下一个礼拜的计划。
And he plans according to the roles that he plays in life.
那我很喜欢他书里面的一个提醒。
I really enjoy the reminders in the book.
他说我们今天人很多的时间跟精神都浪费花在处理 urgent things, 紧急事情。
Today we tend to waste our energy and focus on urgent matters.
但是我们却很少花时间跟够的注意力在 important things, 重要的事情。
We seldom invest our focus and time on important matters.
我想举个简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
突然孩子意外的，我们去送到急诊里面去，或者生病的送到急诊。
So all of a sudden, our child will have an accident, and we rush to the emergency room.
这是 urgent thing, 是紧急事情。
This is an urgent matter.
哎呀，我们的银行突然发现，糟糕，已经到零了，要被罚款了，赶快冲到银行去。
All of a sudden, we realize we overdrawn on.Our bank account, we rush to the bank.
把几天忘了存的钱赶快存进去。
Quickly deposit the money.
我们夫妻吵架了，然后太太回娘家了，或是吵到要离婚了，这是紧急事情。
And then, husband and wife had quarrels to a point that wife is walking out of the house or filing divorce. So this is urgent matter.
或者孩子在外面混帮派出了事，被关到监狱里面，我赶快去筹钱把他给保释出来，这 urgent things.
Or maybe the child is got into trouble from being in a gang and got in prison, and we have to do something. That's an urgent matter.
哎呀，车子引擎突然烧起来了，我一定要去修，不然我没办法上班。这是 urgent things.
Or our car might break down, and that's an urgent matter.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常花时间在处理 urgent things.
So we often spend time on urgent matters.
但是因为我们在重要的事情上，我们没有好好的注意它。
That's because we fail to pay attention to important matters.
如果你平常知道车子的保养。
If we know to take to maintain the car,
你知道健康的保养。
We need to know how to take care of our health.
你只要定期去处理一些该做的事情。
We regularly take care of our duties.
很多这种火烧眉头紧急事情就不会发生。
So these many of these urgent matters will not happen to us.
同样的，如果我们自己注意那些重要的事情，我们夫妻之间感情的培养。
Say we pay attention to the nurturing of relationship between husband and wife.
父母和孩子之间关系的建立。
Or build good, healthy relationship between our children.
就不至于造成一些可怕不能收拾的 urgent things.
Then we will not encounter some urgent matters we cannot control.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个有对的 priority 的人生。
This is a life with the right priority.
所以我建议弟兄姊妹，我们稍微思想一下，你把你自己就列大概五个到六个你最重要的角色。
So let me advise and suggest brothers and sisters to list.Five most important roles that you play in your life.
我希望你今天回家就做这件事。
I hope that you do that at home today.
那第一个事情永远摆到你跟神之间的关系。讲到你是神的儿女。
Let the first thing be your relationship with God, because you are a child of God.
那第二个重要的角色，你跟教会的关系。你在教会里面，不管你是长老、执事、传道人、做招待的、带师的、做饭食的，任何的，你在服事上，你在教会的角色。
Let the second role be your role at church, your service at church.
第三个写你家庭里面的角色。
Third, your role, the role that you play in your family.
例如说，我家庭里面的第一个角色，我是做丈夫的。
So say I'm a husband in my family.
家庭的角色多写一个，第四个角色，例如说你是做爸爸的，写下来。
Or you are a father, then that would be number four.
那或许你还是做儿女的，现在或者做媳妇的，正在跟婆婆住在一起，那你也把它写下来，第三个角色。
Or you are still a child, or you are a daughter-in-law and you're living with your in-laws.
所以第一方面是属灵的，神家里面的，跟神家的。第二个是家庭里面的。
So the first area is the spiritual and the second area is family.
那第三个是你的工作上，或是你现在是一个学生。
A third area would be your work or your school.
所以我们如果你愿意真正的来成长的话，
If you want to grow,
我们一定要定期花时间。
Periodically, we need to spend the time
走过你的每一个角色
to go through every single role you play.
定期来 review 你的每一个角色
Periodically review the roles that you play.
你对目前的关系跟你在这个角色中该有的责任，你要怎么样子求进步？
How do you grow in these relationships and the responsibilities that come with your with the role you play.
什么是我该改进的？我要立刻要想出对策，我要来改进它。
Are there any areas that I need to improve? Then what's the solution?
已经很好的，我怎么样让它更进步？
If you're doing a good job, how can you be better?
如果你对目前的情形很满意，你就为了这件事情感恩，继续祷告，求神保守。
If you're very satisfied with the situation in this area, give thanks to the Lord and ask Him to keep it. 5到7个，
你每一天花大概5到10分钟，为着你的那一个角色。好好的有点默想，有点 review.
And every day spend some time to review and meditate on these 5 to 7 roles you play in your life.
让我们在忙碌混乱的生活里面，能够有一点真正深入的去面对我们的人生。
This will give us a chance to go deeper, to take a deeper look at our life.
面对这么重要的人际关系或者跟神的之间的关系。
All these important relationships with God and with men.
去面对我在这个角色上我这么重要的责任，到底我有没有进步？
To boldly face these roles we play and see if we are growing in these areas.
你可以每一天做一个角色上的这个衡量。
Maybe every day spend some time to evaluate the role you play.
每一个礼拜衡量过一次。
So that every week you go through them all.
例如说你在衡量你跟孩子的时候，你说主，我这个礼拜我要花找一次跟孩子单独去吃饭。
As you evaluate the relationship with your child, you might think of a date with your child.
例如你在想到你跟神之间的关系的时候，你说主，我要要求我自己以后礼拜天聚会绝对不迟到。
Or when you evaluate your relationship with God, you may say, from now on, I will not be late.On Sunday morning.
在下一个礼拜你就从神的儿女的事情上你说主我希望我能够在教会里面我能够真正去关心三个人。
The week following you might say, okay, from this week on, I want to care for 3 people.
我们在我们跟神之间的关系上我们很多地方可以长进。
There are many areas, there are many things we can improve.
我们跟夫妻之间，我们跟孩子之间，我们跟同事之间，我们在学生的角度上，我们每一个点都可以长进。
In our relationships with our spouses, with our family, with our friends, or as classmates, there are many things we can grow.
当我们这样子平衡的去看的时候，我们的成长是平衡的，不会是偏的。
As we look our life in a balanced way, in all rounded way, then our growth will be well balanced.
而且我们是定期的、持续的，不会是松懈渐渐断断的。
And our growth will be continual because we examine it periodically.
你可以每一天这样子做一个角色。
You can examine.Each role a day.
你也可以利用礼拜天晚上花半个小时到一个小时，一口气把整个礼拜的做完。
Or you may go over all the roles on Sunday night.
如果有些地方你真的不知道怎样改变你的角色，去买书，去请教，这都是成长。
If you don't know how to grow in certain area, you can read a book or you can consult someone. These are all the areas you can grow.
这是我们需要的。
And this is something we need.
所以我们在成长的事情上，第一件事情重要的是，我们必须在基督里，在生命里面的成长，这才是神要的。
So let's review. As we grow, we have to grow in Christ because that's what God wants.
第二件事情，我们要不住的成长。
Secondly, we need to grow continually.
不浪费时间。
Let's not waste any time.
不浪费机会。
Don't waste any opportunities.
而且是凡事上的长进。
In everything, grow.
第三件事情。
Third.
我们希望能够在教会里面，在家庭里面，我们是一起来成长。
We hope to grow in church and in family together.
众人一同成长，那个成长的果效和祝福是更大的。
As we grow with group together, and that effect will be even greater.
当我们彼此见面的时候
，when we edify each other，
我们不仅仅彼此 encourage， 彼此勉励来成长。
Not only that we encourage each other to grow，
也让我们这个人能够 enrich 对方，让对方因着我而变得丰富，变得成长。
We can also enrich each other so that we can because of the enrichment we grow even more.
所以我们教会200个人聚在一起的时候是把200个人的成长加在一起的。
So when we gather together, we're gathering the growth of 200 people together.
所以在基督里成长。
So we grow in Christ.
要不住的成长。
Grow continually.
要凡事长进。
In everything we grow.
而且我们在主里面我们一起来长。
And we grow together in the Lord.
来我们再来唱刚才276首。
Let's sing the hymn on 276 again.
我们并没有期望大家24个长都要长啊。
I did not expect everyone to grow in all 24 areas.
可是当我们这一次把这三节唱下来的时候
，But this time as we sing all these three stanzas,
如果哪一个点特别突出在你的里面，觉得你是在这个点上要长进
，If there's any area that touches your heart and if you feel you want to grow.Now in this area,
用个笔写在你今天的程序单上
Write it on your program sheet.
带回家化成我们的祷告
And bring it home and make it a prayer.
化成我们的实际
And make it a reality in our life.
来，
主是我更爱你，爱你更亲密。忠诚在你手更有用，对你愁更用，受苦更为忍耐，安睡更悲哀，更喜乐人全顺服，求主天天扶持我，给我力量保守我，使我一生走在路，使主心满意足，主使我更熟。见里面更多繁琐生涯，更小木回家，更愿意出卑微，更被你破碎，更为不顾自己，更想你，求主天天扶持我，给我力量保守我，使我一生走在路，使主心满意足。
我们请一起低头。
Let's bow our heads.
我认识的两个朋友都在三十多岁去世了。
I've known two friends who passed away in their 30s.
在他们走之前
Before they departed,
一个告诉我说我再也没有机会了，我再也没有机会了。
One told me, I have no more chance, I have no more chance.
另外一个才三十出头，他说来不及了，都来不及了。
Another one who was in his early 30s, he says, it's all too late, it's all too late.
今天当这些关系还存在的时候
While we're still holding these relationships
当神还容许我们扮演这个角色的时候
But God still allowed us to play the roles
今天你还是一个丈夫还是一个做妻子的人
While you're still a husband and you're still a wife
今天你还是一个当女儿当媳妇的人
While you're still a daughter and a daughter-in-law
你今天还是一个当父母的人
While you're still a parent
当机会还在
When you still have the chance,
当关系还在
when the relationship still exists,
当那个角色还在
when the role is still there,
弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们都来成长
May the Lord help us to grow,
让神和人喜爱我们的心都一起增长
so that we will grow in favor of God and men,
也让我们的智慧和生命的身量都一同增长
and we will grow in wisdom and stature.
主耶稣，我们把我们众人都交在你的手里
Lord, we commit all of us in your hands,
让你的话不断地提醒我们
let your word continue to remind us,
叫我们凡事长进
that we will grow in everything,
并且连于元首基督
into the head Christ
因为今天圣灵仍然在那里工作
because the Holy Spirit is still at work today
照着神的旨意为我们祷告
according to God's purpose he's praying for us
也照着神的旨意在那里调度万事
according to God's will he's working out all things
叫万事互相效力能够叫我们得着益处
so that all things will work forThe good of us.
主啊，你让我们在你的面前不住的长进。
Help us to grow continually before you.
能够满有基督长成的身量。
To grow into the fullness of Christ.
让我们都被磨成神儿子的形象。
That will be conformed into the image of the Son of God.
好，让我们在基督里凡事长进。
That we will grow in Christ.
也像诗歌说的，凡事更像你。
That will be more like you.
谢谢耶稣。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.